Alright guys, welcome to another episode of the Breakout Room Podcast. I'm Z. Hey, I'm back. Unfortunately, I don't have any co-hosts as of yet since I'm having a hard time getting my co-hosts to record with me at the time when I am actually available. So there's that. Well guys, this type of podcast, this type of activity kind of takes a little bit of time management for all those involved, and you know, you kind of have to commit. So anyways, follow me on social media. My Instagram and Twitter is Zyridic. It's Z-Y-R-I-D-I-C. Again, that's Z-Y-R-I-D-I-C. So what has happened this week? History has been made as Ireland votes to repeal anti-abortion laws and it gives Irish women easier access to abortion. So I'm really happy about it. Ireland was already in the momentum for change when they first voted in favor of same-sex marriage in 2015. Yay! And they've also just recently elected their first gay prime minister, Leo Varadkar, just last year. So I think this is a really good time for Ireland. I am pro-choice, so I am for letting women make their own decisions about their own bodies. And I'm really happy for this progressive move. All right, now I want to introduce my guest. She is what I would call a professional Instagrammer. I've had the pleasure of working with her not too long ago, and she's an adventurer. She loves to travel a lot, and she looks like a supermodel, you guys, let me tell you. Plus, she's really smart. So, former coworker turned friend, ladies and gents, Megan.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's the weekend, so there's this weekend mood that is going on. So I'm having a great time.
Oh, yeah?
How are you?
I'm good. Oh, my God. I haven't seen you in a while. Girl, I miss you.
It's almost a year to be exact. No, not yet. Almost.
I don't think so. Oh shit. Has it been?
No. But I was actually thinking of the first time that we actually got to know each other. That would be somewhere in June or July. So that would be about a year from our meet, Surrey, as we would call it.
I know, exactly. That's those were the good times. For those of you who don't know, Megan and I used to work together. Yeah, I did mention that in the intro. Which part of Phuket are you staying at right now?
I am in the downtown part of Phuket. It's a place called Ketu. That's where I live. But most of the time, I am Kamala. That's a beach area because that's where I work. I am currently near the beach right now.
I feel like you're working in paradise. I think that's my vision of it. That's am I right?
Well, close to that. We're getting close to that. If you want to visit me, then just come over.
Oh yeah.
I've been urging you. When are you coming to visit?
Soon. I'm gonna have to figure out my funds.
So
but
forward to that.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Possible.
Yeah, of course. You haven't met the dogs, right? You haven't been to our place before.
I've met Luke.
Right. When I took him to the office, I think that was okay. So how was your Friday night?
Did you party? Not really party. I'm just at home cooking home-cooked meals with my boyfriend, being
like, oh, your boyfriend.
Sleeping around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock top.
That is perfect. So I wanted to ask you just a couple of questions, I hope you don't mind. Before this interview, I've been vigorously scrolling into your Instagram posts. Yeah, exactly. I had to go way, way back to the beginning. So I noticed, have you always been this lean? I mean, you obviously look like a supermodel.
Oh, no. That is just maybe how it looks in the photos, but if you actually see me in person.
Oh, no, I've seen you in person. Guys, I'm telling you guys, she looks like a supermodel. You can go ahead and check out her Instagram. What's your Instagram handle, Megan?
At Megan Digal. That's MEGANDIGAL.
Yes.
Megan Digal.
Perfect. Go ahead. Follow her, guys. And just...
No, thank you.
Enjoy. So, and you also have... Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry?
No, go ahead.
No. Want to tell you guys that do not believe in everything that you see on Instagram. Of course, we want to always show our best pictures, so we give the ones showing our angles. So it's not really always picture perfect, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the power of social media. Now, I noticed that you have this really great skin color. You've always had that. I've always told you about it. I mean, you've always had this really great tan on you every day. Do you have any tips on how to be, shall we say, evenly burnt? Because I've always had like patches of burnt area whenever I come out of the beach, and it's just horrible.
No, I also have a very horrible problems when it comes to my skin color, because it is unevenly toned, as my mother would tell me. She is the one who is very concerned when it comes to that. She's saying, oh, you have dark areas and some areas that do not really, I don't know, everything is just uneven. And it's so funny that I am actually being asked for tips on how to keep this skin color when I can
tell
that in younger years that I've never received something positive about my skin color, because people would always say, oh, you're so dark or this and that. That's most of the time what I hear from people, like from my classmates when I was younger.
Yeah, unfortunately, here in the Philippines, I totally agree with you on that. And here in the Philippines, guys, I don't know why society has this idea that when you're white, you're more good looking. It's definitely not the case. That's the wrong way of looking at beauty. I've always admired people with color, especially with a great skin color like you, with a really good tan like you. So
thank
you. I don't know why these whitening products are, getting sold like, I don't know, like pancakes everywhere. It's just, I think it's crazy. So
here in Thailand, I'm having a hard time finding a soap or a lotion that's not whitening, because when you go to the grocery stores, it's okay. There's a soap here, but it's a whitening soap. There's
oh my god, really?
Where the heck can I find something regular?
Exactly, I just need a regular lotion. I don't want to be white. These companies they don't get it. Where did you grow up? I mean, have you always, was it near a beach area or something?
I grew up in Cagayan de Oro. That is in I grew up there. We live in a place called Kauswagan, and it is somewhere in between two beaches, but not really, but it's not that near. I wouldn't say it's very near the beach.
Yeah.
But
okay.
We could drive to the beach, like maybe back in the day, 15 to 20 minutes tops. Because, I don't know, there wasn't much of a heavy traffic before. So we would go to the beach on weekends. And I could still remember when my family and I would celebrate some special occasions, like maybe birthdays or some gatherings, and we went to the beach. I would remember once I started to go to the beach in the morning, the only time that I would go back to the surface would be when my mom tells me to eat, and then I go back to the beach. And
those were the best times, I think. I mean, I used to do the same with my family. When I was little, I just can't get enough of, being in the water, because I think it's really, I think for me, it's really therapeutic. It's really calming. So yeah, that's why I love the beach as well. All right, so
yeah, this does, especially with Instagram.
Now this conversation is gonna be, is gonna take a little bit of a turn. So I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on masturbation? I mean, I masturbated as a kid, and I still do. I think it's pretty normal. What do you think about that?
I think masturbation is something normal that people do, but it is funny. I didn't know that it was normal until I was somewhere, maybe in college, because it's that is very rarely discussed, especially with the group of friends that I had, because I was in a Catholic school where not a lot of the kids around would share these kinds of experiences, because we were kind of like, I don't know, how would I say it? The teachers that who taught us, our educators, they would always say that these things are not righteous, do not do this, do not do that, or else you're going goodness. To hell.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And all that. So we all grew up thinking that, oh, no, we should not open these things up, or else they're going to condemn us, because we are probably...
Are you going to get expelled or something if you, like, break the rules?
I don't really know. I haven't really tried being expelled yet. I've just been suspended.
Okay.
For a math
student. So, that's interesting. I haven't been to a Catholic school before. I know we have a couple here in Cebu, but, like, what type of restrictions do they have? Like, is there, I don't know, is there a proper dress code for you guys, like, in your uniforms?
Of course. When we would be wearing civilian outfits, like, stuff that are something else apart from our uniform, it should not be above our knees. We should not show... they should not be have spaghetti strap.
Oh, okay.
They should not be revealing. There are so many restrictions, but there one thing that I would like to share is that the years before our batch, before I transferred to that school, there used to be no prom. You know the reason?
Oh my God!
First year that. The students would go all wild during prom and would start fucking each other and get pregnant. And all that.
That's just crazy. Really? So the previous batches before you did not have any prom.
Yeah. And then I ran for batch president that time, and I proposed to have prom back. So we had...
It was your idea. Okay.
Yeah, it was my idea. We had two proms, a junior prom and our senior prom. So in we were, I think, the only batch that had two proms on both our junior and senior year. And no one got pregnant.
Oh, my God. That's the point. I mean, nothing can really stop, you know, these kids from doing what they want to do, whether in the school or outside the school. So I don't think those, you know, traditional rules or restrictions really work, especially in this time. Yeah, so I agree.
And back to the topic of masturbation.
Go ahead.
Very weird things. You know, there used to be like this, there used to be a gap between what women can do and what men can do. I mean, when you say men masturbate, you can say that it is more normal. But when you hear that when a woman masturbates, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like weird. It's like it's never been heard of, which is really crazy.
That was how I used to think before. I was like, I think masturbation is something that men can do, because that's what everyone says. Guys masturbate ever since they are kids. But women, this is a topic that is rarely talked about when it comes to women, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, that's...
That we're finally talking about it now, and to let people know out there, especially the young people, that yes, it is normal if you feel like masturbating right now. If you're a woman and you feel like masturbating, go ahead. It's your right.
Exactly, and it's a normal physiological need for any growing individual, you know, coming up to their puberty. Even adults still do it. You know, it's just a physiological need that's that simple, really. yeah, it shouldn't be looked at as something that's really taboo. And I see that you're always traveling here in your pictures. I know you love going to places, especially the beach. So how did this start? I mean, when did you go, okay, I want to go to different places and take pictures?
Well, I've always wanted to go to different places ever since I was young. And I have been telling my mom, Mom, let's go here, let's go there. But then I came to think that studies would always have to be my priority.
Okay.
So growing up, I could not travel as much as I wanted to because, yeah, there was school.
So and your parents just allowed you to really go out and travel at a really young age. Is that right?
Like, do you mean now or before? Because I haven't really traveled that far, I mean, outside the Philippines before. When I started to go around, it used to be just around the Philippines and not somewhere so far yet.
Yeah, before, when you were still young. So your parents kind of just allowed you to go out and, you know, go to places, even locally in your town, like go out by yourself. So you started that at a really young age. Is that right?
I wouldn't say very young. I mean, because when the first time I, being on my own, I was not very young anymore. But mm-hmm. when I started to want to travel, yeah, I was quite young. And I would always drag my mom with me because she has the car. She is the one who can drive.
Oh, okay.
The entire family. So, yeah, let's go here. I can still remember when I wanted to go on surf trips. I would always tell her. In 2012, I told her, Mom, I want to go surfing. Let's go to Siargao. And she was like, okay. The next week, we were finally there having an amazing time. And when I told her I wanted to try Maki, she also went there with me. And we also had another place in Surigao del Sur called Lanuda. Even though we were lost. My God, that was a terrible experience. And I still feel so guilty.
Okay.
But still, my mom has always been, she's always been so, I don't know, she's such a sport when it comes to these things. She's also a very free spirit.
Yeah, I love it.
Believes here, there.
I love the fact that your mom has always been really supportive with you. And I think that's why you've been joining pageants as well. You've been doing this way back, right? So was this something, you know, joining pageants, was this something you've always wanted, or is this something that your mom wanted and you were sort of just pulled into that situation?
Actually, no one in my family forced me to join that. It was kind of like my idea and
okay,
my gay friend idea. Yeah, well, you know, you make friends with people. When I was in college, I had a gay friend, and then I hang out with her to the beauty parlor where she used to work. And
okay.
Introduced some of her gay friends there, and they were like, "Yeah, do you want to join this and that?" And I was like, "Yeah, there's money involved. Let's do it." And then later on, I kind of thought like, "Wow, this is nice. It is nice to like have a crown on your head and look pretty." And
it's always nice to look pretty, to look good.
Perfect. But it also has its cons, which is the reason why I'm not being able to do it. Like,
what do you mean cons? What are the cons in joining a pageant?
There are many cons. I mean, I'm the kind of person who would not be held back. And these kinds of things are things that hold you back from being who you really are, who you really want to be.
Okay, because they have these like standards in terms of how women should present themselves. Is that what you mean?
True. Yes, not only the standards, there are rules. I mean, it's like being in the royal family where they tell Meghan Markle what she can and what she can't do. So many, actually, aside from trying to look your best all the time, which is so frustrating for me because I know that, oh God, maintaining all the composure and all the makeup is just so hard. And there's things you just can't do too. Oh, here, there is a good example. Swearing.
Oh, okay. Swear. What? So you're not allowed to swear within the competition?
Not really. When it comes to your maybe your social media or somewhere in public,
or
I don't know, it's so easy to get a record of everything right now because of screenshots and technology and social
media. Yeah, the internet, of course, yeah.
So you can try your best to have that perfect beauty queen image, which I clearly do not have. So you have to be someone who is very sweet and very nice and very likable in the public. So you have to like agree with everyone. You just disagree with. You have to be neutral, which is being neutral is sometimes hard because I cannot say that I agree with something that I honestly do not agree with.
Exactly. And it's kind of limiting, you know, for you to like say an idea or say your comments about a certain subject, and then, you know, since you're restricted with what you should say, like you're not really able to say what's in your heart, or you can't be yourself in that situation. So okay,
the other thing would be the unrealistic standards. I am very much against that because it is sad that girls who are very young are encouraged to alter their natural beauty, and there's no need for it. Just they do it just so they can
I know. Like you'd have to be this small, this thin. Yeah. You'd have to be this sort of skin color for you to be able to. You'd have to be this type of height.
And you must not have flaws and all that, which is totally unrealistic. If there was some, like, a pageant right now that would promote the empowerment of women. I mean, they always say that they promote women empowerment, but if you truly want to promote that, then there should be inclusivity, you know, that it's not just
right.
a certain type of these women who are this tall and this
right a certain body type. Yeah, exactly. Like they're all only pushing for, you know, the Barbie types of girls too. And that doesn't represent all of us. That only represents like a really small population of girls.
We're actually more than just our looks or our physical beauty, and it's actually sad that that's
amen
what beauty products are just all about. It's always about how you look on the outside, and it's not about how you think of things.
Exactly. Exactly. I couldn't agree more. So let's talk about the boyfriend. How did you meet him?
Yeah, well, when I went to Cebu to look for a job, and honestly at the same time to be in a place where it would be easy for me to go to the beach and go somewhere interesting. So yeah, I went to Cebu, and some months later we met through a common friend
that's fine.
There is this platform called Couchsurfing. I don't know if you are familiar.
Oh yeah, I am. So was he on that website?
Yeah, I used to have a Couchsurfing account. I mean, I still do, but I rarely open it because I forgot my password.
Okay.
I only used it in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a friend who was also on Couchsurfing that happened to host him.
Okay.
And then one day, while I was very tired from my night shift job, he just told me, you want to go ice skating? I am going with a friend, someone that I'm hosting on Couchsurfing. Can you please?
Okay.
It would be awkward. He is a guy and I'm a girl. She doesn't want to be like maybe alone with him because he's a guy. I was like, no, I'm too tired.
Okay.
But she managed to manipulate me anyway. So yeah. So I went there.
Okay.
We did not go ice skating, but we just met, and then
so you guys had, you know, you talked, and that was the beginning of it. Is that right?
Yeah, we talked, and he was a pretty intellectual person. So I like the things that he was talking about. He was not like a shallow guy who was always just like, oh, I'm so good looking, and I don't know what else to say. Something like that.
Exactly. So he's not dumb. Yeah, you can say it. He's not dumb. And that's good. So that was, that's really, that's rare.
I really thought I would never meet him after that. So I wasn't counting on it. I was just saying, oh, this is a nice guy, but I'm never going to see him again. And that's reality. Let's just move on with life. And then later on, my mom called me. She was asking me how my life was. And I was just telling her, you know what? I met this guy. He is very cute. And
You told mommy about it. Okay.
Yeah. And I told her, but I'm never going to see him again. And she was like, oh, you never know. He's going to come back for you one day. I'm like, shut up, mom.
No shit. So she was so supportive about it. Okay.
She has been supportive. And she was like, you'll never know. He might even come back for you. Like what I watched in this TV show, or was it a teleserie? I don't know. And
teleserie references. Yeah.
But he actually did. And every time we talk about it, we're always laughing that my mom, whom I told to shut up, actually, I don't know, she knew how things were going to turn out.
That's perfect. That's perfect, guys. I'm happy for you. He's not local, though, right? He's, what's his nationality again?
He is Austrian. He is from Austria.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So have you always liked foreign guys? Is that a preference, or did that just happen by chance?
I kind of grew up on TV. I mean, not on TV, watching TV. So I really have a special preference for the nice,
for the good-looking ones, for the hot ones.
Yeah. And I had boyfriends before, but they were all Filipinos, and I also had crushes who were not Filipinos.
Okay.
But yeah, it was like a preference from what I see in my favorite movies. Have you watched The Chronicles of Narnia?
No, I haven't. Well, actually, I think I have, but I forgot what the whole movie was about.
The Prince Caspian movie, he was actually like my, until now, Ben Barnes. I don't know if you know Ben Barnes, but that I really like him. But he's totally a different type. I mean, I don't really have a specific type when it comes to these guys, but I don't know. I just heard him out, my boyfriend, when I met him, like, okay, he's like this potential Prince Charming, but yeah, you're never gonna see him again. It was just like that.
Okay. Well, guys, I'm actually recording this from my apartment, so if you ever hear any dogs barking, which I think you just heard right now, it's
hello.
Those were my dogs, Luca and Caleb. They're here and they're awake, so they're gonna be playing around. Yeah, they're going to be joining the podcast. So now, if you don't mind me asking, how often do you have sex with your boyfriend?
Regularly.
Okay, that's good. Okay, yeah, good answer. Together.
A lot of people don't know this, and I'm pretty sure my dad's side would have a heart attack. Probably.
Well, I hope none of them hear this.
Told them the news that I'm living with my boyfriend. Sorry, guys, I lied to you.
That's fine. That's fine. They'll find out one way or another anyways. So, cool. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm sure they'd understand eventually. Parents will understand. So, I want to talk to you about sex education because sex education everywhere has always circled around the idea that, you know, only men have the ability to have orgasms, which leads to pregnancy and et cetera. They don't acknowledge that women also have orgasms, so no one gets taught that in school, which is crazy.
I don't get taught that in school.
We were not taught about anything that concerns about women's pleasure or, you know, women's... I think genitalia was discussed at some point, but that was it. You know, it was more focused on what happens when, you know, what happens during intercourse, the, you know, what happens.
This is a very general process.
Well, I think this is why most young men, you know, grow up and be like, okay, so I only have to think about my orgasm. And when they're with girls, they don't think about that and don't even pursue it, you know. So it's, mm-hmm. That's
just, I don't know. I have just realized this very recently that it is very important that we talk about this in school, because the way mm-hmm. that we have been taught just make us sound so ignorant, especially when we're talking to people who've had good sex education where they're from. They would really say that we're so backward when it comes to this. And how come you never
know
about this? You can't be serious and all that. Well, yes, guess what? We are serious. And especially in Catholic school, they don't teach you about this. It's just the Holy Spirit and all that.
Well, at least back in my school, I think we were taught this topic on our PE class, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. Yeah, sex education. Yeah, it was like included, inserted in our PE class. Mm. And then, yeah, I think it was only discussed for a day and then never discussed again. So it was just one time, yeah.
Yeah, so. And it also depends on the teacher.
That's right. That's right. Because some teachers are not comfortable about these kinds of, you know, discussions.
Yeah. I think it's also because we grew up in a very conservative, I don't know, very conservative culture. And this is something that is also very rarely talked about in family.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, those were my dogs again. even, okay. Yeah, even in my... in my own home, there really isn't any discussion about sex. And I kind of grew up having to discover or learn that myself because it's not really a topic that is welcome, shall we say. That's not welcome in the household. So both of my parents have been very conservative as well. And I think... yeah, I think my mom's side is more conservative than compared to my dad's side. So, yeah, I didn't really have that growing up as well,
mm-hmm.
which is not really a sad thing, but we should have more discussions like that within the family, you know, because, because it's where most kids, you know, learn their values and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So it really starts at home. Do you believe that you get easily satisfied with things when you're in love? You mean you easily get happy? Yeah, you easily get happy, you get contented.
Of course, yeah, of course. Even when you're in a very tough situation sometimes,
mm-hmm.
with the things that are, especially when you go around with a person, like with my situation with my boyfriend, things aren't always
perfect.
Not everything is always perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but at the end of the day, we would always say what matters most is that we are together. So
that's cute.
Just love. Love gets you contented.
Exactly.
I think I'm going to cringe when I listen.
It's fine. What's your take on people saying that, you're just with this type of guy because mm-hmm. of the money, because of the opportunity and shit like that, you know, he's not local.
Yeah, there's always that stereotype.
Yeah.
The Asian woman and the man, that is kind of sad. I know that realizations and stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also come across some people who have judged me that way, especially because of my very dark skin tone, and people would obviously think when they just look at my when they just judge me from the way that I look, they would say, oh, this girl is probably, I don't know, just a woman who is good for nothing.
That's the automatic response, or that's what people automatically think of you if you're a Filipina with mm-hmm. a foreign guy. You kind of have to wrestle with that impression
that
with
is
people.
True, but I would always... the sad thing is that these people do not confront you about it, but if ever would be put into a confrontation, I would not shy away from that. I would show them that I am more than, even if I just look like this, I don't look like the typical beautiful Filipina, but I am more than what my look suggests.
Exactly. I mean, you should be proud of how you look. You shouldn't mm-hmm. be saying, you know, because I look like this. It's because you look like that. You're beautiful. Exactly.
Yeah, and they always think immediately that, oh, because you have a brown skin, you're just... you're from an area. You're from a remote area. You're uneducated.
Oh yeah, fuck that. And yeah,
because of that is the reason why you're hooking up with a white guy for you to get away from it all. But
yeah, exactly.
I have an education. I am educated. I have been sent by my parents to school, and it just so happens that I love the sun, and the sun loves me back. So we have.
I love that. Yeah.
You look like this. But I am definitely not using my boyfriend just to get away from the Philippines, because I love my country, and of course I would choose to live there, grow old there. I do not want to be anywhere else. We just love each other. We just fell in love, and to be very honest, my boyfriend doesn't even have much. He is not like the old foreigners who. Who get their retirement money.
Yeah. Like the dirty old men.
Yeah, he's as young as I am. I'm even a bit older than him, just 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, we struggle through a lot of financial issues together, but we're always working together. We work together here in Thailand. No, not,
that's perfect.
Not in the same workplace, but he does what he does and I do what I do, and we give an equal part. So that we can survive together.
Yeah, that sounds really good. That's perfect. More power to you. More power to women.
Yeah.
So have you ever been sexually assaulted? Like being catcalled mm-hmm. aggressively on the streets? You know, has a guy touched you without your consent?
Yeah, this happens so often. Even if I don't know how old I was when I started getting catcalled, but this is so prevalent everywhere, not only in the Philippines. I think it happens everywhere. Even here in Thailand, I also get catcalls sometimes, though it's not as often as happens in the Philippines, in the street.
Okay.
I am always very triggered when it comes to these things.
You get triggered.
Yeah, I would stick out my middle finger to those guys who would
catcall. Oh, yeah, of course. Me. Yeah, go give them the middle finger by all means.
Yeah, and when I know that someone's trying to be, I don't know, what would you call it? We call it in Philippines, bastos, when someone tries to make pamba bastos, I would always, like, try to get I would show them my angry face, and then there was this one time when my friend told me, when I was in Cebu, I think, it mm-hmm. was in an area, I don't know if it was in Colon or some similar area to that. She was like, no, just leave it. You don't want to get yourself in trouble. You don't know what those guys can do to you. And I'm like, deep inside, I was like, what the fuck? I don't care if they're guys. I won't fight them. They can't just do this to me just because they think I am a woman.
I know, because that women, we most of the time, we get objectified by men. Unfortunately, they look at us like objects or properties that they could own.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you're a girl, a female, a woman out there that doesn't want to be touched, or, you know, you don't have to be forced into doing anything that you want to do with a guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen up, girls. You just have to say no. If you feel uncomfortable about anything, just say no. That's what I always say to my friends.
Those people who cannot understand no when you say no, they are the problem. Just punch them if they cannot understand no.
There's that. You can always punch them in the face. Exactly. What's Phuket's vibe right now? I mean, is it a pretty safe place for young girls like us? What is it like?
So far, I think it is a safe place. I have never heard of people being, I don't know, murdered or stuff like that. I think it is quite safe. It is low season right now because here in Thailand, there are two different seasons. There's the high season and the low season. The high season is when tourists from everywhere come flocking in here because the weather is really nice. And okay. The ocean is quite calm. And now that it's low season,
okay,
it's quite rough. And it's surf season here, which I love.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not so crowded, though. But even if there's, like, not a lot of people, it's a place where you can be comfortable. And it's not like there are some times when we're scared or skeptic when we're in a place that's, like, empty of people. So we're like, oh, no, we should not be here right now. This is scary.
Okay. It's pretty safe. It's pretty safe. Cool. Okay.
You should come here.
I will. I have been dying to go there. I will have a talk with Sam about it. And we will need to plan that as soon as possible. Yeah. Are there, like, many people, like, in, if you compare Boracay to Phuket, which has, I don't know, does it have that many tourists in there, or?
Yeah, there are so many tourists in here, although Phuket is is bigger than Boracay.
Okay.
There are many islands around here that you can go once you're in an island hopping tour. And I was really shocked when I went in an island hopping tour once with a company where my boyfriend works for. I went with him one time. Oh, God, one island called Maya Bay, the Phi Island. There was actually a lot of tourists on the beach. And I'm the kind of person who always panics when there are, like, a lot of people. There's so many people. It's like, I want
let's go back.
To myself. That's why I prefer the low season, which is the season now, right? Because there's really just not a lot of people around. And our resort is so peaceful now. Because there's not a lot of people running around and complaining and all that.
Cool. Okay. I can't wait to try those things and see you guys there. And I guess that's it. Megan, where can they find you on social media?
Oh, yeah. I'm on Facebook, but I don't really use Facebook that much anymore. Just go to Instagram. I have Instagram. It's at Megan Digal. That's MEGANDIGAL. That would be it. That's my only social media account.
All right, perfect. Did you want to promote anything, like an event?
If there's anything I would like to promote, I would like to tell everyone to tune in to the Breakout Room, because this is
something that we get to talk
about, interesting topics that you don't usually get to talk about with people. And I'm happy to be here right now to be discussing something that
My pleasure. Let me tell you that it is my pleasure. And again, I want to thank you for being here in this call with me. Thank you for your time.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
What's helping me?
Of course. Of course. I think it's about 5 o'clock there in Phuket already. Is that right? It's almost
right now. It's 3:29 PM.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're about an hour behind the Philippines.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, all right, guys. Again, thanks for listening. This has been The Breakout Room. I'll see you on the next episode.